So it's Vision Bristol 2011 day two, and I've just come in for coffee and bumped into James, who's about to kind of launch his own business with a friend, and it's kind of I understand it's kind of related to the university and setting up services for students.
Yeah, basically CV, which is the business name, is going to be a way for students to both earn and save money flexibly whenever their course allows them to. So the example that we keep on using is that in this consumer-to-consumer market, there would be, I don't know, let's say Joe Bloggs has a broken iPhone screen, and instead of wanting to spend the £139 that it takes to fix the screen in the iPhone store, in the Apple store, he can get Adam Smith to fix his iPhone, Adam Smith is a reputable, trusted student, also either in his halls, either in his university, or in a nearby university, or just in the general community, but he would be certified in this. And the idea is that instead of paying the £139 of going to the Apple store, Joe Bloggs could pay the £30 that Adam Smith is charging. And that's basically the concept in a nutshell, among other things, which are, but this is the main concept.
That sounds really good. Would there be a kind of like a social media element to that, where people are kind of recommending people for certain services?
It would essentially be an online community which would only be aided by Twitter, Facebook, and other social media apps. I feel that Not only is the student market an untapped jobs and services market in this aspect, but it could revolutionise the way people view student debt, the way the government sees students, and what students are able to complete in their daily lives.
So you're really trying to sort of tap into the kind of resourceful entrepreneurial sort of spirit to kind of find solutions to problems of lack of resources for students.
Well, basically, the student market in itself is sort of like a bubble. As in, once you're inside that bubble, it's very easy to survive, and any ideas that come up inside that bubble will flourish, because it's like one big family. But what people don't understand because of that is the fact that a jobs and services market like CV, if created in this environment, could potentially be a valuable asset, which, I mean, everyone knows how social media works nowadays. As one person tells another that they've saved £70 in a similar idea to the way that sort of, like a feeding frenzy at the zoo, as more people understand they're saving money, just in the same way as Groupon, it kind of spirals from there, and that's our idea, and hopefully it'll work that way.
Cool. Colton, have you got a kind of online presence or a Twitter URL people can sort of check out to find out more?
Well, at the moment, our website is very near to completion, but it's still under construction, so not until the website is up and running are we really going to get the social media sites up and working. But we do have quite a revolutionary marketing concept, whereby both me and Alex Den, who is the other co-founder of CV, are going to basically accumulate all our close friends and basically launch a 2-day or 3-day marketing campaign, basically hitting the streets of Bristol at first, and hopefully that will ingrain it into people's heads. So I feel that with that unique marketing strategy, could potentially be exciting.
Fantastic. Cheers. Thank you very much.